USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Thursday agreed to decide whether the Biden administration can transfer student loan debt and put the financial burden onto the American people to pay back. If the litigation has not been resolved by June 30th of next year, payments will resume 60 days after that date, according to the Education Department. An appeals court has ordered an end to the special master process for reviewing documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The court, in an unsigned 3-0 decision, issued it on Thursday. Elon Musk announced Thursday that Tesla is rolling out its long-awaited all-electric big rig. The first shipment of the Tesla semis, which was unveiled 5 years ago, was delivered to PepsiCo in Modesto, California on Wednesday. With inflation in America teetering on recession, the financial burden from illegal immigration with President Biden's open border policy is not helping. Let's get an update with the border crisis and Tim Berg in our Phoenix Bureau.
A surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers are continuing to cross into the United States from Mexico illegally in the hopes of being allowed to stay in the country. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News the majority of Americans aren't aware of what's going on at the border.
The absolute chaos that exists on the border, the vast majority of the American people, they don't understand what is currently going on. And that's the problem that we face today. If we don't get this under control, the numbers are going to continue to rise.
Customs and Border Protection reports their agents encountered illegal immigrants at the border over 2.4 million times in the 2022 fiscal year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Arizona's Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has announced that the state will certify the 2022 midterm election results next week. The announcement comes after a judge ordered Cochise County to certify its count. Thousands of nurses are seeking a new contract with hospitals in Minnesota, and they are threatening to walk off the job later in December. The Minnesota Nurses Association announced it on Thursday, less than 3 months after staging a 3-day strike over working conditions. President Biden says he is open to talks with Russia's Putin to end the invasion in Ukraine. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
President Joe Biden stated that he is open to talking with Russian President Vladimir Putin after bringing an end to the war in Ukraine, but only if the Russian leader is serious about peace negotiations.
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet. If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he wants, has in mind.
Two correctional officers shot to death two inmates who were trying to kill another prisoner with shivs during a stabbing attack in Susanville, California on Tuesday. Prison officials say the attackers ignored verbal orders. The officers then used chemical agents and a warning shot with a mini 14 rifle before firing on the men. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.